this particular situation, the requirement says it's going to be tailored to each employee, the scope of the employee's job. So when we go in, we talk to them about Household 300. It's got to be job specific. This is just they're drilling down to a whole new level with this bill. And new employees must be trained within 60 days of hire. That means as of September 1st, we have 60 days to notify. I have over 600 clinics. My phone will not stop ringing because all of a sudden everybody's panicked. They say, is this true? I will tell you, we challenged this, actually. I've had Robert Lyles, all of you know Robert and his firm in Washington, D.C., drill down into this, and I spoke with him this morning. It's true. They expect everybody to be familiar with House Bill 300 within 60 days, starting September 1st, and all new employees thereafter are trained within 60 days on House Bill 300. This is a big deal. All employees must be completed and must be trained every 2 years and must include maintenance of documentation, training. It's got to be documented that you had the training, signed off on that you've had the training. It's not complicated. It's just something that has got to be done.
All right. So get ready for that and get that on your calendar, because I know, in my experience, 25 years in medical office management and administration, I know that 60 days can go by in a heartbeat, being in crisis management and really doing what we do best is taking care of patients. The requirements under the Texas state law now are going to affect the way that you release your medical records. Texas law is going to require covered entities to provide patients with electronic copies of their electronic health records within 15 days of request. Now, current state law tells our practices that we have 30 days from the date to release those records and that we can charge for releasing those records. In the state of Texas, we charge for like the first 20 records and then every page thereafter. This is where it's going to get a little gray. When it comes to state laws and federal laws, you have to remember that you always, always go with the more stringent law.